And I'm sure you saw the team got an extension for Thomas, which we're all thrilled about and very excited for him. The partnership over the year and a half between he and I has been strong, and we have a real common vision for how our team we would like to play. And so I'm very excited for him today. But back to the team. We're back underway, fully underway, as we get ready for Philly. So with that, I'll open up to your questions.
Coach, do you have an update on Trufant, and do you expect him to play this week?
I'm going to do all the injury updates on Wednesday.
Okay,
so sorry to give you the disappointment there, but I'm going to take him all the way through. At this point, he's getting a second opinion on the injury that he had, so I'll know more information later today. That's why I wanted to wait till Wednesday before I talked on any of the injury fronts.
How has your relationship with Thomas evolved over, the years working together now?
Well, first, getting to know one another right off the bat as we started through, free agency and the combine process. We've spent a lot of time together, over the last year and a half of evaluating players, both on, college guys, pro free agents, and then, of course, our team and putting that together. So both personally and professionally, we spent a lot of time together to make sure we both shared the same vision of the team. And much like we asked the players to do in the locker room of how connected they are and better in the locker room and then on the field, it carries over. I think that's the same for he and I. So each day, we talk about the team and things to try to improve upon. So I don't know if I could put a number, in terms of hours, but we spend a lot of time together and we enjoy that process we go through.
Do you think the success of this year's class has directly led to this extension?
That'd be a better question for he and for Arthur. What I can tell you is that as an evaluator, he does a fantastic job. He's very thorough. He and the entire personnel department, I've been nothing but impressed since the time I got connected with him. So that'd probably be a better question for them.
I think when this was announced and it was said that Arthur said that Thomas would be reporting to him, you reporting to him separately, and there was kind of some confusion about how would that work. From the outside, there was some skepticism. For you, how does that whole arrangement work?
Yeah, it was actually the arrangement that we both, were looking for to have a partnership together where we could see the team together, evaluate players, and if we had disagreements, we would work them out together. But as far as reporting as it goes, I wanted to be the coach and partner up with a general manager, to help assist in every which way that we do it. So it's been a good, good fit for the two of us.
You often talk about this team's ability to reset. What was your message to them today after giving them the weekend off to make sure that they're ready to get rolling for this?
For us, it was, finding ways to improve. And each individual group, what's the specific thing they're going to work on this week for us to get 1% better? And every group has something. So that's for all of them in their group to find it when they're seeing other people work that. So important day for us to get the process started. We love the process we go through to get ready, and we got a jump start on it this week.
How much did Arthur talk to you, not just when you were interviewing for the job originally, but even after last year, in terms of your ability to work with Thomas, and did he seek feedback from you on both times?
Yeah, we met quite a bit in all instances before hiring, before the hiring process was completed, and then after last season, we spent a great deal of time together, Arthur and I did. And all topics come up, players and coaches and my relationship with Thomas, so I enjoy that part of, honestly picking his brain, too, about different topics and different ideas. So we spent a good bit of time together.
I'm sure you were aware that after both when you were hired and even after last year, there was a lot circulating around Thomas, whether
yes.
he would be keeping his job or
right.
not. Your thoughts on that? Both times, even? Basically,
probably more so the second time. The first time, I knew when we both partnered up together, the relationships we were looking for, to see if we could communicate on such a level that was all about the team. And over the year and a half, we've done that, where we collaborated on whether it was draft picks or free agents, that partnership together. We don't always agree, but we put the tape on and we watch it together until we come up with an answer. So it's been a good fit for my end, for sure.
Does Arthur break the tie?
He would break a tie if we had one, but if there's a tie, generally it wouldn't be the right guy for us. Because if you and I were in a tie and you wanted somebody and I didn't, it'd be best to go to somebody that we both agreed upon. But yeah, he would be the juror in that one.
So you guys have agreed on every.
We have, yep. And that's an important one to think back over the last year and a half. There's a lot of, roster decisions and personnel decisions we made, and to know that we put a lot of thought into it together, it means a lot.
What kind of energy did you see after I guess a little mini buy out on the field?
We knew the guys would bring the juice today. They came back with good enthusiasm. We really are, did our Tell the Truth this morning, and then today was about getting ready so we can set us up for a great week and get ready for the process. But it's good energy for the guys. Guys were healthy and looked fresh, so we're off to a good start.
What have you thought about your California pair of tight ends that have really stepped up with Tammy out the last week?
Yeah, I guess that's that would be really triplets, right? With Burke in there, yeah. So, yeah, that connection, you know, has always been strong. But to be honest with you, you know, Levine is such a reliable guy for us and is somebody that we count on in a big way. On the line of scrimmage, in motion, he's been a real factor. And then I think Hoop, each week as it's going, he continues to get better, both at the line of scrimmage and, you know, in the run game and then the downfield stuff. So we're pleased with that group.
Yeah, can you talk about when you pick guys hard enough? People talk about head on a swivel, but there's a chance a couple of plays might not be made when they know a big hit is coming, and that could ultimately turn the game.
That physicality is, we're going to live that life of being really tough of how we want to play. So when we play a lot of the zone defense that we do, that part has to come to life where the, you know, the threat of catching the ball and turning it upfield without immediate contact, the zone is not quite as good. So for us, that part of our game, that's something where we're always going to keep shooting for. But the physical and toughness and, most importantly, our tackling, that's where our fundamentals come in every day. And we'll coach the guy all the way up right until the moment of contact, making sure our leverage is correct, that we're using our shoulder. But we do love the toughness that especially our, you know, our underneath zone players are playing with.
You see at times on film guys short arm, quarterbacks don't want to necessarily be out.
You definitely want to put those kind of plays on tape to know this is a tough outfit, and we're not looking to injure anybody, but we are looking to demonstrate our toughness and every time we go. So sometimes you do, sometimes you don't in terms of when you see it, but to me that's always a sign of a really tough outfit, you know, in terms of the way you tackle.